And I had a dream in which this genderless voice came to me, and this has been a guide for me since then. And it came to me and it told me that I was to become an MD in order to have the credentials to help legitimize intuition in medicine, basically, is what it said. It was very matter of fact. A lot of intuitions that are most accurate and reliable are very neutral. It's simply information that comes through in a dream or in the waking state. It comes through like a transmission very quickly, information. All right, I trust this, and I also trust the intuitions that come through with compassion. The ones that have a lot of emotion associated with it, I'm very wary of, and I always ask myself, what in myself is being activated here? There's always that question. And the whole issue of projection, as an intuitive, I can't afford not to deal with my own issues, my own psychological issues, because if I don't deal with them, then I'm going to look at you and project everything onto you, and I'm not going to be able to read you accurately. And for that reason, in my adult life, I'm in and out of psychotherapy. Because every time an issue comes up, I want to deal with it. I need to clear that out for me so I can see you, and also so I can be free, you know. And what you said about the truth, you know, I have a great passion for the truth. A great passion for the truth. And intuition can bring you that. And anything that stands in the way of that, it can be fear, anger, insecurities, any kind of trauma you had as a child. All these things can stand in the way of the heart. And the hero's path, as I see it, is to learn to deal with those issues, the psychological issues that come up, so you can clear the way for more of the light to come in. You know, and so I look at that just as an intuitive. That's my responsibility, and it's my delight to be able to do it. And I really look at that. It's so important, so I don't project onto other people. And so I had this dream, and it was at a time when I had no conscious desire to be a doctor. I had been raised around doctors, all of my parents' friends were doctors, and I found them to be quite boring. I didn't find anything. I was always attracted to artists, and I always wanted to write. I had always written poetry since I was a little girl. And so when this dream came through, it was very incongruous with what I thought I wanted, what my mind, the rational mind, thought I wanted for myself. And yet, I was trusting my intuition enough. So I enrolled in one course in a junior college just to see how it would go. And it was a geography class. Sometimes that's all you have to do, really. I mean, that's why I'm telling you the story in part. It's not just my story. And you open up the crack 1%. That's all you have to do. You don't have to totally have faith in what your intuition is telling you. But if you take the action to see, if you just give it a chance, then the mystery can come in and do its magic. Then the door opens a crack. Intuition or spirit, in my experience, isn't going to come and hit you over the head and say you have to do it. It just isn't like that. We're in co-partnership with the guidance that we're given. And if we say yes to what we're given, then we open our arms and move forward. If we say no, that's our choice. It's a missed opportunity, and a price is paid for that. And I truly feel that way. And I don't feel that windows stay open indefinitely. There's certain windows that are open for a certain period of time, then they shut. And you don't have that opportunity anymore. But so what I did, I enrolled in one course. It was a geography course. It was the least likely course I ever thought I would like in the world. And, you know, it's funny because the teacher, he came in on the first day. I'll never forget this. You know, teachers come in all kinds of forms. They don't just come in white robes and halos. They come in, you know, very simple forms. Simple. You know, those are the ones I trust the most, the simplest ones. And this teacher was very important to me. And he started talking about the night sky. And he started talking about the formation of the universe and the galaxies and the earth and the winds and weather, because I've always loved weather. The weather is so incredible. I hope you pay attention to weather. Great storms are very exciting. Anyway, so he started talking about all this, and my eyes just got open wider. And, you know, that was one course, and two, then five, then 14 years of medical training. But that's how it works. That's how it works. And I also, you know, want to make a point that my parents had sent me to a career counselor about a year before that. I had been put through all these tests, these questions, you know, do you like gardening? Do you like working with your hands? Do you like working with people? No. Do you like listening to people's problems? No. But I didn't. But this is really important to me in looking back, because I didn't. I didn't want to hear your problems. I didn't want to work with people. And the psychologist came to me, and I'll never forget this. She said, whatever you do, don't go into the helping professions. What is this?
She was very intuitive.
Is it very what?
Intuitive.
Very intuitive?
Well, you gave her all the answers on the decision.
Oh, she wasn't, yes. No, it wasn't. This is counterintuitive.
Yeah, I was being facetious.
She was being facetious. Mm-hmm. I like that. Don't know why, but I do. You see, so when people make all these decisions based on the mind, based on the facts, it's all right, and I'm not in any way diminishing the power of the mind. But for me, it wasn't my truth. Spirit comes through in a different way, and it's very mysterious. And if your mind gets involved, if your ego gets involved and says, I have this plan, this five-year, people make these five-year plans for themselves. It's so amazing to me. I don't know how they do it. It's just, I mean, intuition demands you live in the moment. That's one thing. And that's what I love about it so much. Because when you live in the moment, that demands that you're in a state of passion. Always. If you're in the moment, it's passionate. You can't help but be passionate if you're there. If you're not there, you'll miss the passion. So these five-year plans, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can approximate certain things. But if you're in the moment, that means you kind of let the moment carry you. And Deepak and I were talking, I guess neither of us plan what we're going to say, ever. This is wonderful. I mean, really, as opposed to taking notes and trying to plan. And so that dream, which seems so unlikely, was what really signaled my true calling. And the healing comes with intuition in many cycles. I had an experience about a year ago where I was speaking in Santa Barbara to this big audience. There were maybe 500 people there. And I was telling the story about my geography teacher. And I looked down, and who was there? He was sitting in the front
right
row. This man, I mean, he must have been about 85 now. You know, and I was talking about this man who meant so much to me, and he came up to me afterwards, you know, and he put his arm around me, and I thanked him so much, and then it was very clear to me, he had no memory of me at all.
Did he have any memory at all?
He had made such an impact on my life, and I didn't even remember me. It didn't matter he didn't remember me, really. It mattered that he made this, you know, terrific impact on me, and that this dream gave me all this incredible energy to get through all of that medical training, which, for those of you who know traditional medicine, it's no easy feat to go through all that time. It's being indoctrinated into the linear mind, linear thinking, rational thought. No, but my saving grace in medical school, and this, you know, I've always been so thankful for this. The first year was horrible in terms of academic training and all the classes and trying to make my mind, which was so naturally intuitive, conform to a very linear structure. It was very painful and very difficult for me, but I did it because I'm very disciplined and very focused, and I did do it. But the second year, where I started working with patients, you know, that has always been my great love, is working with people, because then my intuition gets turned on. The minute I'm with somebody, then it starts to come out in and of itself. And it's such a beautiful thing, because my intuition is used for basically love and service. That's why I use it. And I don't use it for any other purposes. And sometimes when I'm in a group, there's always some skeptic who might come up, or, you know, with an envelope and say, well, if you're so psychic, why can't you read what's in the envelope? No, they do that. They appear. They're these kind of witch hunter energy people who've been... I was shocked when I first started getting out in public. I was unprepared for that, but it's true. I mean, they must have existed over millennia. Really, they're just so adamant in disproving this. I mean, really, it's a force to be reckoned with, and I've learned a lot from dealing with that kind of force. But they, you know, hold up this number and they create this problem in the group, and you know, and I could never do that. I could never read numbers in an envelope, because that isn't what my intuition does. But if you put someone in front of me who needs help, then my intuition gets turned on and I can help them. I can read them. I can know exactly what to say and do to help them in the moment. That's my great skill as a healer. And so I use my intuition for healing. And so when I started working with patients and I was able to do physical exams and actually touch the body, touching the body is such a beautiful thing. Really, I don't know how many of you do it. But it's very important to touch the body. And in my new book that I'm on book tour for, in every chapter there's a section on being in the body. Because so much of my intuitive growth has been making a commitment to being in the body 100%. And I didn't for so many years. I hovered, you know, outside the body. And it stopped me from being fully present. And there came a time where I wanted to go deeper with my intuition, and part of that required that I make a commitment to being in the body, which is a very deep commitment for me, actually, and not to have one foot out the door.